Maybe that's why I should share it. It'll be funny.
The Malbim has to deal with the question that many deal with. Because in the Parsha, you find that before Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they took Kalim from the Mitzrim. And then they left. And at first glance, it would seem that Am Yisrael was being dishonest, borrowing something, no intention to give it back. So the Mefarshim deal with it in various different ways. So the Malbim, how does he deal with it? First of all, the first thing he said was that when they left, they also left stuff behind. And they left their fields, they left their houses. Even though they were slaves, they first came to Mitzrayim and they got portions of land. They had possessions. And some of them are not movable possessions. So there was what you would call kizuz. It cancels it out. So first of all, they left behind something of the same value. But the second thing that the Malbim says comes from a yesod that I've taught you in the Malbim already, and it comes up very often in the Malbim. The Malbim has a rule that there's no such thing in Hebrew as a synonym. So instead of a synonym, it's just the words are very similar, but there's a slight nuance. So what's the word that he notices? So look at the first pasuk here in Perek Yud Aleph. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Negeh Echad Avil Paro VaMitzrayim Achreichein Yishlach Etchem Mizeh K'Shalcho Kalei Rishi Gareishit Etchem Mizeh. So the Malbim says, first of all, why is Hashem telling him this? Because Hashem already told Moshe that Paro's not going to send them out to the last Makkah. So this is Paro's way of letting him know, hey, remember how I told you it's not going to happen to the last Makkah? That's coming up. So everything that you need to do now in Mitzrayim, such as borrowing the stuff from the neighbors, now's the time to do it. But the second thing that the Malbim notices in the pasuk is first it says Achreichein Yishalach Et Chamizeh Kishalchol Kala Gareish Yigareish Et Chamizeh. What is the difference between Yishalach Et Chamizeh and Gareish Yigareish Et Chamizeh? He's going to send you and he's going to kick you out. So the Malbim says that is the important distinction.
Positive and negative, no?
Could be. So the Malbim says the explanation is Acharei Shishlachem as Yichazku Mitzrayim Ligareish Etchem Beechleit Shalom and Alushuv. The difference between Shaleach and Yigareish is whether or not it's permanent. Sending you out is releasing you, giving you a 3-day pass. Go to the Midbar, serve Hashem, come back. Gareish means, and I never want to see you again. So he says, when they changed that, when instead of just letting them go, they made it permanent, look where I underline it. They thereby were being mochel. If I tell you I never want to see your face again, it doesn't mean, oh, except when you're giving back my kelim. It means I never want to see your face again. They were therefore mochal on any kelim getting them back. So in the Mitzrim, instead of just sending them away, they expelled them. So their expelling them included being mochal on getting any of the kelim back. So first is the answer that they left behind stuff of the same value. But even without that, or in addition to that, maybe not without that, in addition to that, when the Mitzrim further kicked them out, they kicked them out in a way that was final. And therefore, they did not have to return any of those kelim. So it wasn't that Am Yisrael was dishonest in any way. It was what the Mitzrim did to them that made them not have to give back the kelim. That is the solution the Malbim gets from his sensitivity to the words of the Pasuk, that it uses both the Shoresh of L'Shaleach and the Shoresh of Gareshi Garesh.
I don't understand.